In his language builder, Michel Thomas introduced us to the verb to surprise, überraschen. Think of something rushing quickly over you and thereby surprising you. In fact, rasch, think of the English word rash, is the same as schnell, quickly. So if überraschen is to surprise, surprising will be überraschend. Listen to where the stress falls on überraschen, not at the beginning, so this is not a separable verb. What's more, verbs starting with über don't require a ge in the diving past tense. Try, it didn't surprise me that he complained about it. First, it didn't surprise me, or it hasn't surprised me.
Es hat mich nicht überrascht.
Genau, es hat mich nicht überrascht. That he complained about it? To complain is the reflexive verb sich beklagen. That's beklagen. Remember that in the diving past tense, verbs beginning with be don't have a ge at the beginning either. So let's first work out he complained about it.
Hat sich darüber beklagt.
Hat sich darüber beklagt. Did you get it about, darüber? Good. Now let's link both parts using das, remembering how das sends hat to the end of the sentence. Go for it. It didn't surprise me that he complained about it.
Es hat mich nicht überrascht, dass sich darüber beklagt hat.
Es hat mich nicht überrascht, dass sich darüber beklagt hat. Bravo. Well done. When complaining, you may need some vocabulary to express anger. To be cross or angry is böse sein. That's B-O umlaut S-E. Boom, that word, böse. It's a great word and really sounds like its meaning. So how would you say, yet again Franz comes too late. I'm so cross about it. Remember, if you start with yet again, schon wieder, your verb must be the second idea.
Schon wieder kommt Franz zu spät. Ich bin so böse darüber.
Schon wieder kommt Franz zu spät. Ich bin so böse darüber. Be aware, though, that böse also implies nasty, mean, and even wicked. Now, wütend, meaning furious, is a step up from böse. So let's add, his lack of punctuality makes me furious. Remember that feminine kite word made from pünktlich? Hooking un onto it to make it a negative quality, how would you say his lack of punctuality? Seine Unpünktlichkeit. And now, using machen and recalling wütend, his lack of punctuality makes me furious.
Seine Unpünktlichkeit macht mich wütend.
Seine Unpünktlichkeit macht mich wütend. Poor Franz never gets things right, as you'll soon see. Let me first explain, though. Mich means me, but as you know, to me is mir. And if you want to say with me, mit mir. Could you now work out with you when talking to a close friend? Mit dir, genau. And while we're talking about it, with him is mit ihm, that's IHM, and with her is mit ihr, IHR. So, just for fun, using gern, let's try. Franz likes to dance with her.
Franz tanzt gern mit ihr.
Franz tanzt gern mit ihr. And if to flirt is flirten, how about, and Paula always likes to flirt with him.
Und Paula flirtet immer gern mit ihm.
Prima. Now, but Franz is furious.
Aber Franz ist wütend.
Aber Franz ist wütend, because she won't go out with him. Now, aus is out. So, can you work out the whole verb for to go out? Ausgehen, yes. Good. Now take your time to think through what that word won't really means in won't go out with him. You need what Michelle Thomas called heightened awareness of your own language. So, once again, because she won't go out with him?
Weil sie mit ihm nicht ausgehen will.
Weil sie mit ihm nicht ausgehen will. Did you get that won't, meaning will not in the sense of doesn't want to? Sie will nicht. This was a vile situation, so will had to go to the end giving you because she, with him, not go out once. Weil sie mit ihm nicht ausgehen will. A tough one, that.
Der arme Franz.
Poor Franz, indeed. Let's just tidy up a bit. How would you say with us? Mit uns. And with you, when you're being formal and polite? Mit ihnen. With you. And mit ihnen, with a small I, means with them.